When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
2.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I have a surefire way to meet women, and I'm assuming that the guy on the phone for a second date update today did the same thing that I've done many times, and it always works. You see a hot girl go into a store or something like that. You see her in the parking lot. You just walk up to her car, you pop the tire, and then you hang out in the parking lot till she comes out. And you're like, oh, you need help with that tire? Let me help change that for you. You're works like, every time.
You're one step away from a serial killer.
That's like vandalism.
Yeah, I've done it a lot. Sometimes I just go and I just pop tires in parking lots just in case.
Oh.
On my way into a store. And that's what I'm guessing Dallas did today. He's on the phone to do a second date update, and that's how he met the girl that he wants to call today.
Well, now, I didn't pop the tire. Just so happens I did change her tire.
Oh,
thank God, okay. Well, Dallas.
For future reference, if you want to meet a girl, that's the best way to do it. Pop her tires, and then you'll have no choice but to help her. So your email said that you met the girl you want to call today because she needed a tire changed, and you came to her rescue.
Yeah, I did.
What's her name?
Brittany.
Brittany, okay. And was she changing the tire, and you just walked up behind her and were like, hey, little lady, you don't know how to do that. Let a big man help you out.
No, it didn't really happen that way. A few weeks ago, you know, I was at the mall and doing some shopping, and as I was leaving, Brittany flagged me down, and she was kind of like in a panic, and she asked me if I knew how to change a flat tire. So, you know, obviously I did, luckily, and she asked if I could help, and I said, of course. So went to her car and started to, you know, jack the car up and change the tire, and I had noticed she had this like really cute Southern accent.
Oh,
and
nice.
And so I kind of, I kind of went out of my way, and I was like, are you from around here?
And like, she was like, why, no, sir, I'm not. I'm just a poor Southern girl who needed a tire changed.
Yeah, and
why don't we go out for some sweet tea and maybe some cheese grits?
Sounds like the start of a porn or something.
Yeah, right?
Do you like cheese grits? You know, anywhere in town, a lady can get some nice cheese grits.
What's wrong with you? Did you hit on her, or you know, how did you proceed after that?
Well, she kind of went on to tell me that she was new to the area and that she didn't really know anyone. And when I was done changing the tire, you know, she was really, really thankful, and she shook my hand. And as I was getting ready to grab my stuff and leave, I kind of just stopped and turned around, and I kind of just said, "Hey, do you want to go out? Do you want to go get some food or something?" And she said, sure.
Wow. Like at a later date, or you guys went that day?
Oh, we went right then and there.
Oh, that's
oh
cool.
You did?
We went and got food really, really close to the mall. And this is where things kind of took a turn. You know, we went to eat. We ordered our food, and we were both about halfway done eating. And I noticed that she kind of stopped, you know, being so responsive to conversation. She was a lot less talkative. She started to become a little, like, timid and shy, I guess.
I do declare that I believe you have overstepped your bounds, sir. I will take off my long white glove and slap you in the face. Did you say anything to make it seem like you offended her?
No, not at all. It kind of just all of a sudden it was like she just stopped talking. So I said, you know, is anything wrong? And she said, well, she didn't really like the food at the place we were eating at. So I said, well, okay, do you want to leave? You know, I felt really bad. And she was like, no, you know, that's okay. It's fine. So when the waiter came back, I asked him if, you know, we'd get the check and if he could box up our food and we could go. And, you know, as we started to leave, I asked her, I said, hey, you know, could we maybe do this again, you know, at a different place, you know, that you would like? And she said, of course. So we exchanged numbers and we left.
At the end of the date, did you guys kiss or anything like that? Or was it just exchange numbers?
No, it was just an exchange number. And then, you know, we went on our way. But, you know, I listen to you guys all the time and I really trust you guys. And what's going on in my mind right now is I feel like she felt obligated to kind of go out with me because I did something nice.
Oh,
and not because I'm attractive or anything like that.
See,
that makes sense.
I was thinking the opposite, that she flagged you down because you were hot. I mean, because there's other people that come out of the mall. I'm sure that there was other people around she could have flagged down, right?
Of course, yes.
I don't think she was obligated at all. I think she set it up.
Well, maybe she felt like she was obligated. Well, if she set it up, she definitely didn't like something about him because she's not calling him back.
Well, maybe his personality failed. I don't know what happened.
So you think maybe she felt obligated and that's the reason that she's not calling you back?
Exactly.
Which is weird because she just moved to town, so she doesn't have very many other friends. And whenever I'm new to a town, I say yes to anybody, no matter who you are.
Wow.
Like, yeah, hey, I'll hang out with you. I don't know.
Really? I'm new to town. Yes, gentlemen, jump on it. I say yes to anybody whenever I move to a town. That's good to know.
To go out and show me around.
Yeah, we know what you meant. We all know what you meant. All right, Dallas. Well, we'll play a song. We'll come back. We'll get your Southern lady on the phone and find out why she's not ringing you back, okay?
Bye, guys.
All right. Until then, you enjoy some sweet potato pie. We'll do it right after this.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Dallas is on the phone with us to do a second date update today. Not the city.
That's good. I wish
it's
the whole city.
A guy named Dallas is on the phone with us to do a second date update today. He wants us to call a girl named Brittany. I'm going to actually recap his date by telling her side of the story. I think this is what she would say when we talked to her. So there I was. Had a flat tire on my car. And I did not know how to fix it. I was just staring at this tire as confused as a fart in a fan factory. And then all of a sudden, out of the store, I see this big, strapping young gentleman named Dallas. And I was hollering like a stuck pig, asking him to come help me out. So I walked up to him. I said, kind sir, do you think you can help change a Southern lady's tire? And as he was changing it, I was just sitting there grinning like a possum eating a sweet tater, looking at how he changed my tire and helped me out. And then, could you believe the nerve of this man? He asked me to go to food with him right after. And the only reason I did, because I felt obligated to, because normally a Southern lady would make a gentleman court her properly. So we had a meal, and then once we were done with our meal, we went our separate ways, and I would never talk to him again because he was way too forward. I just smacked him in his stupid face. Hey, Dallas, is that about right? Yeah.
I think I should take you out on a date.
Yeah, I was going to say, after that, we don't even need to make the phone call. I mean, that kind of settles it, doesn't it?
Dallas met this girl, Brittany, in the parking lot. She had a flat tire. He was walking out. She said, can you change it? He changed it, and then they went to go eat. The meal went well, and then about halfway through, she kind of seemed cold and awkward. And they exchanged numbers and said they might go out again, but she hasn't been very receptive. We're about to call her right now.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Brittany, please?
This is she.
Hello, Brittany. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
Oh, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I don't know you. Who is this?
No, you don't. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay, I still don't know you.
It's a morning radio show, and I'm calling you today because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you.
About me?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a segment that we do on our show called The Second Date Update. You recently went out with a guy named Dallas.
Oh. Okay.
You remember meeting Dallas? He said that he helped you change a tire on your car, and then you guys went out for a meal after?
Yeah, I remember him.
What'd you think of Dallas?
I mean, he was a nice guy and everything.
You just didn't click with him?
Well, not really. I mean, it just kind of got weird.
So it got weird. Can you tell us how?
Well, at dinner, like it was a really nice dinner. We're sitting down, and he just has to leave like 3 times to go to the bathroom, which is not typically a weird thing. But the second time, he come back like super sweaty.
He came back to the table super sweaty?
Yes, he was super sweaty. And I didn't know what to think. And I thought, well, poor guy, maybe he's sick or something. So I asked him, you know, are you okay? Or you need to leave? And he said, no, I'm great. I'm good. I've never seen somebody come back from the bathroom sweating like that before.
Maybe he's got IBS.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't spicy food, but it got worse. Like, we're sitting there, and he goes again. And then there's a table right beside of us, and that guy leaves to go to the bathroom, I guess, comes back. I can hear.
Don't tell me they both came back sweaty together. I wouldn't want to call them back either.
Mystery solved,
yeah.
Though.
Oh,
no. The guy was actually talking about my date. Like, I can hear them talking about him and saying, there's some guy in the bathroom doing really weird stuff.
What was he doing?
I don't know. They didn't say. They just said that they knew it was weird and it made him uncomfortable. Like, if it makes the guy uncomfortable in the bathroom, something's wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot. Dude. Listen, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on in guys' bathrooms. I've never left them going like, whoa, there's some guy in there doing something strange. I got to get out of here.
Right. So I just had to leave. Like, you don't know what to expect when you're in a new town and new people. Like, I don't know.
And you never asked him what he was doing in the bathroom.
I didn't want to. I mean, what if he told me and asked me to join him? Like, I don't know.
So did you make up a lie about the food not tasting good to get out of there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you did.
Yeah.
Because he said that on the date.
I love food. Like, I love food. And I totally went back to that place the next day. It was so good.
You actually went back there.
Oh, no.
You actually went back to that restaurant the next day.
I did. It was so good.
All right. So that's the reason you're not calling him back, because he was doing something weird in the bathroom, making him sweat.
Yes, that's exactly why.
That's interesting. You know what else is interesting? He's actually on the phone listening right now.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. 100% serious. Dallas, what were you doing in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Get your guys' minds out of the gutter, okay? I was not doing what you guys think I was doing.
I have no idea what you're doing.
Okay.
I will admit, I did get up a few extra times from the table to go to the bathroom, and I'm really embarrassed to say this, but I was in the bathroom doing push-ups.
What?
No.
You're doing push-ups?
Why were you doing push-ups?
I'm just, you know, into fitness and stuff, and I felt like, because I hadn't been to the gym in a couple days, I felt like I didn't look good enough for you. And
so
I went in there to get kind of like a little bit of a workout in, to kind of look a little bit more muscular.
So you went into the bathroom to do push-ups to get a pump.
You know, this was not even scheduled or anything. I didn't have time to go to the gym before this date. I didn't even know this date was going to happen. And I met her, and she is awesome. And that's what I did.
So you just left the table randomly to go work out in the bathroom?
Yeah, I did.
Like on the bathroom floor?
Well, I washed my hands before I came back to the table.
That is disgusting.
Doesn't make it better.
Brittany, do you believe him? I don't know that I mean, I know you explained it, but I don't know that I buy your story.
This is the God's honest truth, seriously.
Well, is this what guys do here? Like, you just go out into the bathroom to work out during the date? Is this how it works?
No.
I never have.
I've never done that one time, but I felt like I didn't look good enough for you, and that's why I did it. It was more of a freak out thing.
So working on the car and the tire change wasn't an actual workout? You needed more intensive workout in the bathroom?
To a sense, yeah, because changing a tire is nothing.
So, I'm so fit. Changing a tire doesn't do anything. I gotta go do some push-ups and some burpees in the bathroom.
I don't know. I don't know if I actually buy this whole story.
Does sound weird.
I need to know, were his muscles impressive?
I mean, yeah, he's a really impressive guy. I actually noticed that when he was changing the tire, and I mean, you could tell he works out. I just never expected it to be during the date in the bathroom.
Hey, Brittany, I would like to ask you this. Would you like to go on a second date with Dallas? We will pay for
guys,
it.
Guys, can I do this myself?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go for it. I mean, hey, dude, I don't want to get beat up by you. You know, I know you got...
Look, Brittany, I'm telling you the truth. I did push-ups in the bathroom to try and impress you. So if you give me a second chance, I promise that I will work out before dinner and not during.
That's a pretty good promise.
And also, we'll pay for the date, Brittany.
You know, you were a really great guy stopping to take care of my tire and take care of me. And you went this far to actually get a second date. So, you know, I think, yeah, let's try it again.
Woohoo! Nice!
Awesome. Congratulations, awesome. Dallas. You got your second date.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate the help.
No problem.
Yeah.
Stop doing push-ups in the bathroom.
I will stop doing push-ups in the bathroom. I'm just embarrassed because I never thought that she would ever find out.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.